Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI afternoons come your way at that point. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted, maybe. Coming your way today at 2, so stay tuned for it. We'll also get your grab bag and the clip du jour, plus all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at any moment.
Could
when he goes live
second.
From Foxborough, you will hear it here on Jones and Keefe.
What do you think the first question will be about?
Because last week, the first question was about being in first place.
Right. And well, he's like, any follow-up he's like boy, Karen, that didn't take long, yeah. Which I read as didn't take us long to get into first place.
Well, but you said, I read it differently.
We got that. We got that right out of the way, the very
anything
first question.
Anything on, I mean, Tennessee's probably over with, right? That's old hat.
Yeah, and he'll say we're on to the Browns, I'm sure. He's done that consistently in Wednesday press conferences.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any more questions about last Sunday once we hit Wednesday.
Dylan Gabriel looks real good. How are you going to defend Dylan Gabriel?
Good question. What's the first...
Oh, well, he spent time with the Browns, actually, last year. So maybe something like that.
Maybe.
Along those
I was going to say something along... running the football Travion Henderson lines, but maybe
ooh.
Maybe the Browns is a good way to go about it.
Travion Henderson would be a good question, because what is going on there?
What's up with the nameplate?
Well, the nameplate we
what's
figured out.
What's up with his general suckiness?
We cracked the code.
Why was he such a good pass blocker in college? What did you guys do to him, and how are you coaching him that he can't figure out how to do that at the NFL level? That's a good question.
It is tough. His college teammate, who actually he's going to face this weekend, is having a lot more success than him.
Yeah.
His real current teammate is having more success despite having the fumblies.
No, that's a good way to get into it. Judkins went 2 picks. So you didn't have – Judkins wasn't on the board. You're not ripping them for not taking him.
No.
Although you certainly could have moved up and taken him.
You could have.
If you wanted to.
I don't have a problem at the time, though. That'd be revisionist history for me.
I did prefer Judkins. If you go back and look, I did prefer Judkins to Henderson, but I didn't think it was bad they took Henderson. I like that pick. And I didn't think Judkins would be this good. But I do think that's a good way to get into it. Cleveland has Judkins. You have Henderson. Judkins is doing this. Henderson's doing that. They both, you watch the same collegiate tape, I'd imagine, mm-hmm. on these two. You evaluated both of them. Running back, they clearly felt was a need. So, yeah, maybe that's a good way to kind of get into both and see where he goes with it.
Yeah. I mean, they are rolling right now. Maybe at home, like they've struggled at home. I mean, it's early in the season, but they're road warriors, as he's even said.
Yeah.
Maybe home warriors.
How challenging a game do you think this is going to be? Because I think this has the potential to be...
I think they might have a tougher time scoring. I don't think the defense is going to... The Patriots defense, I should say, isn't going to give up a lot of points.
Agreed.
But it might be kind of a...
Patriots in the under kind of week?
Right. Like, let me just see how low the number is. Because Cleveland's
the total?
40.5.
Yeah, it's low.
That is low.
But we've seen plenty
of... That
might
be the lowest this season.
We've seen plenty of their totals in the high 30s, though, in the past. Like a year ago.
Oh, my God. Every week with the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'd... 40.5 is low.
Yeah.
But Pat's in the under, something like that.
But, so, like, this might end that streak. You know how Curran, like, only half jokingly was like, you guys think Drake May is going to complete 80% of his deep balls and like,
never turn it over?
I'm like, well, no, this weekend he might do both. Like, it might be below 80% or below 75%, and maybe he throws a pick for the first time in 4 weeks. I could see all that happening, but I don't know if Cleveland's good enough to overcome that or to take advantage of that.
We talked about this yesterday, and the text line got all hot and bothered. Like, oh, wait, you think you're going to lose to Cleveland? No.
I don't.
I got the Patriots covering and the under. So I think they're going to win.
They're 6.5-point favorites.
But offensively, could they struggle a little bit because Cleveland's defense is really good?
Yeah, they might not score on every drive.
Right.
You know, like it might be one of those, or like you might need a couple big field goals or something like that. So, yeah, no, Cleveland, despite being 2-5 and having just like a comically bad quarterback situation, which they put themselves in going back to the beginning of the year, and an offense that can't really do much, solid defense.
Curran made this point too with us yesterday. Are we going to see teams start being even more physical with Drake May? And that doesn't mean like extracurricular after the play sort of stuff, I don't think.
Yeah.
But just make a real point, like Pittsburgh did when they came in. They're like, hey, like we're going to make a point of ripping the ball out because we can see on film that this team is loose with the football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, with Ramondre still always.
Oh, but I'm
with Drake May, I don't know.
I'm not talking about the ball security even. I'm just talking about let's make sure we're real physical with this. When we have an opportunity to get a shot in, make sure you get a shot in. And that's like not just something you want to do generically every week,
yeah,
but it's a real point with him specifically. And how does Drake May handle that?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'd be curious to see it.
Yeah, it definitely could be. I mean, Cleveland does have a physical defense. I think they're going to do that anyway. Because I look at, you know, some of the biggest hits Drake May has taken aren't even necessarily like the, you know, 1 second after he's thrown it and he gets crushed by a linebacker and it's like borderline whether or not he should have let up or, you know, continue with the play. It's getting wrapped up by a smaller corner and then smacking his head on the ground.
It's true.
Like, that's kind of one where that corner in that spot is just trying to take him to the ground. He's not trying to, like, lay on an extra hit.
Do you think May is running a lot this week?
Or
do you think it looks like the Raiders where they dial him back and he's sliding again?
I think, you know, anytime you go to, like, the blue tent like that, I bet it has to be on the radar. And I know Vrabel was asked about it, and he's like, no. Like, you know, he's smart about it. He knows what he's doing. But my guess is it goes back down. Unless it's like wide open for him and like no one's in front or whatever, like man defense, and he just goes. But like 5 to 6 carries at best. I don't think it's going to be like what it was last week.
Well, just thinking about what you're saying, the Eagles game, Jackson Dart went to the tent, right? Very highly publicized. The NFL is still investigating.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll going and yelling at the medical evaluator or concussion spotter or whatever it was. So Dart in that game ran for 58 yards and a touchdown. He did have a touchdown last week against Denver. If you remember, it was at the end of the game late. He kept his knee up to briefly give the Giants the lead. Mm-hmm. He only ran 5 times last week after going into the blue medical tent. So from 13-5, and he's been running a lot with the Giants, maybe that's an indication of teams dialing these guys back.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. And Drake May himself even referenced how there were some plays out there that maybe he could have thrown it.
He could have hung
it. So maybe in
his
head he's like, I can actually trust the receiver, which I think he does have a lot of trust in, and kind of wait that extra split second and try to throw the ball down the field rather than tuck and run.
We don't need to replay the clip of Dan Orlovsky, but you didn't think very highly, and speaking of a guy hanging in and taking hits and being physical,
yeah,
Orlovsky, another day, another comparison for Drake May. I shudder to think what Bill's real answer would be for a Drake May comparison. But Orlovsky compared him to Ben Roethlisberger, and you didn't like that comment.
No, I don't. Like, as far as, like, the player and the way Ben Roethlisberger kind of came into the league, and obviously, like, a big guy, he played early on in his career, took a lot of hits, was able to, like, withstand the punishment, so he looked like a guy that was obviously tough. But he threw a ton of interceptions early, didn't really run the ball much, and I'm like, I'm looking at Drake May right now, only has 2 interceptions on the season, does run pretty effectively. Like, I think Drake May right now has more rushing yards this season in 7 games than Roethlisberger had in most of his seasons.
I was surprised when you said that. I thought
didn't really scoot a lot.
I remember Roethlisberger as a mobile quarterback and a guy who would run for more than he did. Different league 20 years ago, but you know, Roethlisberger didn't run as much as I thought.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I do think he moved well, and specifically, he was a physical runner when he ran, but I guess he didn't run as much as I thought.
I think he had 20 rushing touchdowns, and that was in 18 seasons.
Yeah, that's wild. I would have guessed way over that number.
Yeah, so he didn't really do it, and it wasn't until a few years into his career where they really let him open it up, and they went from like Smash Mouth Steelers to chuck it around to Antonio Brown and who else they have? I guess Juju Smith-Schuster and some of those guys. Yeah. Like they had some good seasons later on. So if you want to talk about him like taking big hits and avoiding sacks and just the winning aspect, I'll take that. But there's enough quarterbacks that have won that you can compare him to.
Yeah, because
like I get maybe people are getting bored of the Josh Allen comp, but that's the one that makes the most sense.
Well, it does, but I just think people are kind of all right. If Josh Allen and Bill scoffed at it, but if Josh Allen isn't a perfect comp, or you're tired of hearing it and you're just looking for another one, people are kind of flailing around trying to find it. I thought Nick gave us a pretty good one yesterday, where it's not play style, but in terms of how the team played year one and how they kind of turned things around almost immediately in year two, Goff's not a horrible comparison.
No, Goff's not that bad. Goff was worse as a rookie.
Oh, way more turnover prone and look like a bust. I don't think Drake May looked like a bust in year one. We all wanted to see more.
Right. Yeah, there were some turnovers in there, but it wasn't like this insane total that some of these other young quarterbacks had. And, you know, maybe the change and the jump in year two maybe is sort of what they're talking about.
And it's not play style, but remember, he had Jeff Fisher and then he got Sean McVay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he went from 0-7, 55% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 7 picks.
7!
To 11-4 in the playoffs, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks. Like that kind of turnaround?
7!
Thank you, Castig.
Yeah.
That kind of turnaround, not play style wise, not their build, not their athleticism and physicality, but that turnaround, Goff really isn't a bad comparison. He was a Pro Bowler in year two, I guess May technically was a Pro Bowler last year as
eighth
alternate or whatever. So I think that's, in terms of the turnaround that we're looking at and experiencing, Goff, and I feel like May is way more dialed in, throwing down the field and high-level accuracy-wise. I mean, Goff was still only completing 62% of his passes in year two, and that felt like way more scheme than May, which feels less about scheme and more his individual talent and brilliance throwing the football.
What about, I mean, Lamar Jackson? Rookie year, starts seven games. So he played more games, but he started seven games.
He won a bunch. They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the next year he was the MVP, right?
Right. So, I mean, that's like a massive, like, you saw him. Drake May actually had more starts than Lamar did in their rookie years. But they were winning games, went on like a little bit of a heater. But then that next year, you're like, oh, he's the best player in the league? Like, I think it was like, oh, he's a fringe starter. Like, is he better than Flacco 1 year? And then it's like, oh, he's the best quarterback, or at least had the best quarterback season in 2019.
I wonder, because people here hate Herbert.
Well, Herbert, I look at it differently. Like,
people hate Lamar. Like, Patriots fans are like, oh, what's Lamar ever won?
Okay.
I wonder if they'll keep the same energy for making the playoffs and being one and done. Cowherd thinks they're going to be one and done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but if they are, I wonder if people will keep that same energy for Drake May. They hold against Lamar and Herbert and guys who get to the playoffs and just lose.
Well, there are certain fans that just hate every quarterback that isn't Tom Brady.
Sure.
And I get that, because it's like, well, Mahomes hasn't won enough. It's like, or at least one. It's like, well, Jalen Hurts had a good team. You're like, okay.
Right.
But like, they don't count Jalen Hurts as winning. So it's like, Jalen Hurts did something that Allen and Lamar and Burrow haven't done, but he doesn't get credit because he had Saquon.
Well, he has Saquon and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, so clearly what he does doesn't matter.
I'll cross him off then. Yeah. Like, so who do you like?
Brady needed Randy Moss to have like the greatest season of all time. Yeah. No one even talks about
that. They didn't win. So, but I mean, it is funny how you can just sort of always move the goalposts on quarterbacks, but we'll see, because at some point Drake May is, and by some point it might even be now, like Drake May is being compared to some of the great current quarterbacks, but then you're going to have to be consistent. Be like, well, he hasn't won.
So I find the Roethlisberger comp for Orlovsky much more flattering than you do.
A texter's calling me out for hating the Steelers, which I do, but I think Roethlisberger's
texter.
Yeah, you're right about
that's not part of my analysis.
No, Ben Roethlisberger had a great career. Yeah. I just wouldn't compare the trajectory or the playing style to Drake May.
No, I think that's fair. Dice texted in Andrew Luck. I don't see that comparison either.
Why was he?
Luck was in the playoffs year one. Luck was a Pro Bowler year one.
Yeah.
He threw a lot of picks as a rookie, but I don't know. I feel like Luck came in and was pretty successful. Was he rookie of the year? I feel like
Robert Griffin III was rookie of the year.
He
was the runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. He was pretty good right away. I mean, I'm sure he got better, but
if May lights up these defenses the next 2 weeks, and I don't even know that I feel strongly he will.
No!
I think the Patriots are going to win, but the Browns and the Falcons.
Yeah.
People like Cam Newton who go, I need to see him do it against high-level competition. They're not the best teams. Falcons are real Jekyll and Hyde. Some weeks they show up, some weeks they don't.
No, that's true. Like,
but they've beaten some good teams, Buffalo, just like the Patriots have. But those are two good defenses. And for Drake May, specifically for what he's about to go against, those two teams, to me, would give people what they're looking for. Can he do it against a high-level defense? Can he do it against a Cleveland-Atlanta defense? And then the following week, a good team, and what we think is a Super Bowl contending team, despite what they showed on Monday night in Detroit, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That is a big stretch for him to really shut people up. Or if he struggles, you're going to hear the Cam Newtons of the world getting louder.
That's true. This is where you're going to separate the ball knowers from the non-ball knowers. Because a win over Cleveland would be like, of course he beat Cleveland. But then when you're like, oh, the defense and Myles Garrett, you're like, oh, if he plays well in that game, then he should get more credit
than he normally would. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Celtics season tips off tonight. Terp was in earlier. You can check out the Odyssey app for the full Pure Hoops segment, including our preseason, or I shouldn't say preseason anymore, our season preview, where we took the NBA awards and we applied them to the Celtics. So your MVP, your most improved, your Kia clutch player presented by Kia, your sixth man, your coach, all that.
We agreed more than I expected. There's a lot of agreement.
I think we look at this season kind of similar, where they're not going to be great, but they really shouldn't be terrible. They should be sixth, might be a little generous, but the Eastern Conference is wide open. One of the teams that they're going to be competing against, they got tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers, who will have Joel Embiid, but they will not have Paul George. All season long, you're probably going to be able to say that, or in some version. I don't know how many games those two are going to play together. Celtics are 4.5-point favorites. It looks like Jaylen Brown should be good to go.
And I think that is why the line moved yesterday from 1.5 to 2.5, and it's up to 4.5. I think that's an indication that people are getting word Jaylen is going to play, despite being listed as questionable. So that's how I would read that. They should win tonight. I mean, Embiid should eat them alive. They have nobody in the front court, but they should still win.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So you got Celtics back in action. The Bruins are back in action, or they've been in action.
Grab bag.
We talked a lot about the emotional night at the Garden as Brad Marchand made his triumphant return.
Ugly cry emotional is what it was.
It happens. Yeah. It happens. It gets everybody. And so the Bruins lost their fifth straight game. They've not recorded a point in five straight. So let's play a little game.
Oh.
When do the Bruins get their next point?
Let me hear it.
Will it be Thursday night at home against Anaheim?
Yes.
Okay. That ends the game.
What's next, though, just in case they don't?
Colorado on Saturday and Ottawa in Ottawa on Monday.
So they better get it against Anaheim.
And then you got the Islanders, then you got the Sabres, then you got Carolina, you got the Islanders again. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Okay.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
Congratulations in order for Patriots Edge, Kalavion Chasen. Screwed that up.
Kalavion
Chasen.
I didn't realize.
He's been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
I didn't realize he won this award until I heard Vrabel live. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. I was like, hey, you're stealing from grab bag.
He was so good on defense. He's great on punt team.
He did
talk about how good he is at punt, which he is good on punt.
We were liking the edge rushers, though, when we ranked all the positions. Yeah. Retiered, I should say. No, not ranked. Retiered all the positional groups yesterday, yeah.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, we have it's official. This news came out a couple days ago, but it is now official. The San Francisco Giants are finalizing a deal with Tennessee Volunteers head coach, Tony Vitello, to become their next manager.
He made three College World Series in 8 years. Doesn't like every team make the College World Series?
I don't know.
I think a lot do.
Probably.
So I was
Does
very
that
under
mean the final.
The two greatest college baseball, College World Series players of all time, I think, were Jackie Bradley Jr. and Sam Fold. Those guys each had like 1,000 hits in the College World
Series. Well, here's what I can guarantee you. Rafael Devers is going to respect the crap out of this manager. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
I will peel back the curtain, though. I treated this breathlessly in a break like
you were
it was breaking
about
news.
It. Yeah.
And both you and Nick are like, this came
we
out like
shrugged
a week ago.
It off.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we talked about it.
99 restaurants. Always
a grab bag.
All right, who do you got in this feud? Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, or now Broncos head coach Sean Payton. So Sean Payton was talking this weekend, and he said, I have a ton of respect for the Giants organization. He says, I spent four of my early years there coordinating a Super Bowl first game in the stadium before 9/11, close with the Mara and Tisch family. He goes, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Ouch.
So Russell Wilson took to Twitter and he said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Got him. So look, the
hashtag
answer,
let's ride.
The answer, he's stuck in a hashtag let's ride.
Yeah, obviously. So, and laughing emoji.
Broncos country.
That's right.
Let's ride.
The answer is I'll side with anybody but Russell Wilson in a feud. However,
not today.
However, he got in a good jab there.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, that's a good jab.
I don't like either guy, but I'll go Russell Wilson over Sean Payton.
Oh.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. Baby, mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Mr.
Bag.
That's new.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell spoke. A couple of updates with Roger Goodell. No, that one's not new. We've played that one before.
Oh, we have?
They're moving the Pro Bowl games.
Oh.
Jones, I know you're talking, hey, when are the Pro Bowl games?
Yeah.
They're going to be during the week of the Super Bowl.
at, so the, like Tuesday at the Super Bowl night, site.
I think,
right?
I believe so, yeah. They're going to be doing it at the Super Bowl
site. I think that's better than whatever they've been doing the last couple of years.
Yeah, they kind of moved it all around. They're like, well, remember it used to be after the Super Bowl. They're like, well, that's dumb. Now let's put it on the week in between. Now, plus, like, now let's like push it into.
Plus, all the Pro Bowlers will be there to do Radio Row. So that's good. Yeah. You know, if Jones and Keefe ever make it to a Radio Row, that'd be a good thing to.
I don't want to jinx it, but this could be the year.
Well, it's gotta get to a Super Bowl first.
No,
I mean they play the Super Bowl every year. There's no reason why they can't.
No. The show's got to get there.
Oh, yes. Got it. That's February.
Yeah,
let's not count our chickens.
No, we shouldn't.
Also, Roger Goodell said they won't reconsider the Super Bowl halftime show. They said they're sticking with Bad Bunny.
I saw that headline. He's being very complimentary of Bad Bunny.
Loves Bad Bunny,
much to the chagrin of Hunter Henry. Yeah,
yeah.
What are we going to do tomorrow night, Rain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the
grab bag.
No Jaden Daniels on Monday Night Football. He has been ruled out for their game against the Chiefs. Marcus Mariota.
I mean, it's a shame. I thought when he did it, it was like a season ender. I think he's fortunate that he's going to be playing in games, it sounds like soon, but not this weekend.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers have ruled out Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin for Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So both those guys are out.
Rashad White and Tez Johnson, if they're out there, go get them.
Pick up Tez.
Yeah.
MVP chance. I haven't done anything. Like, that's not for you.
No, it's not for you.
I'm a genie in a bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Well, Aaron Glenn, head coach of the winless Jets, says he knows who's starting at quarterback this weekend. He's just not going to tell you.
Did you see Woody Johnson's comments about this?
Yeah, he's like, he'd love for them to complete a pass. Woody Johnson just like torched the place.
From the club, from London or wherever he was ambassador to.
Yeah, like, this guy pay attention?
All of a sudden, he's just like, yeah, it'd be nice if we completed a pass. So I think
that'd be super fun.
I think they want to go to Tyrod Taylor, but now Tyrod's hurt.
Okay.
So I think they have to pretend like Justin Fields might be a competition or whatever until they know Taylor's
also Woody Johnson on Justin Fields. If you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see a similar result.
Nice.
Aaron Glenn's like, thanks.
And they might have to start him this week because Taylor's hurt.
Right.
Which they obviously don't want to do, but they have to.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
grab bag.
All right, Jones, your horror movie of the day, a bit of a monster film from a couple of years ago, Godzilla Minus One. Excellent movie. I think it's available on Netflix, maybe one other streamer. It's one of the best Godzilla movies ever made.
Minus One.
Minus One.
Okay.
So I believe...
It's a prequel? It started before the first one?
So there's all different interpretations of it. I believe the correct one is... World War II was so bad and so devastating to Japan that knocked them down to zero. Like, they had built up this great country, knocked them down to zero, and then they get attacked after by Godzilla.
Minus One.
Minus One. Knocks them down.
It's
like a great... Normally in these monster movies, I don't care about the people, and I'm like, just give me more monsters. Let's have the monsters back on the screen. Which I do like the monster in this, but the people story is also very good.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you that.
A good person story.
Uh-huh. Nice.
My name is Brad!
All right, Jones, it's the return of who was the best NBA performer?
I spoiled this.
From last night. You may or may not have. Because was it Austin Reeves, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists?
Nope.
Was it Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
No.
35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Was it Jimmy Butler?
Mm-mm.
31 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Was it Alperen Sengun?
Shengun, yes, that's him.
Nickname Alpy. So they go for real. They call him Alpy.
Baby Jokic.
39, 11, and 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Or
nope.
Luka Doncic, 43 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists.
Looking svelte.
Yeah, that's great.
No, it's not him. It's Şengün. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we have a ball player who spent 14 years in the majors, primarily a second baseman. You would know him as a second baseman. He may have actually played a game at like every position,
Ooh. But
he was primarily a second baseman.
I was thinking Mark Lemke, but okay, if he played everywhere, not
he
him.
Would throw yeah. the ball from the right side, obviously, because he played every position, but he would hit from the left side.
Interesting.
It's a paradox.
Okay.
He broke into the majors with a cup of coffee in 1999. He hung it up after the 2012 season. He played for six teams: the Anaheim Angels, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Washington Nationals, the Oakland A's, the Seattle Mariners, and the LA Dodgers.
Okay.
So both LA teams.
Any all-star seasons?
No all-star seasons.
Where was his best season?
Probably with Anaheim, where he was a ALCS MVP and a World Series winner.
David Eckstein?
No.
Oh.
He was a World Series MVP.
Got it.
This guy, I think, was ALCS MVP. Sixth in the Rookie of the Year. The most home runs he had in the season was 13, but he did have multiple 20-steal seasons. Hit 272 and made over $20 million. Text chat has it.
Adam, what was his name? Oh, I have
Jones?
This. No. Is that his name? Is his first name Adam?
Maybe.
Damn it. What is his last name? I can picture him. I can't think of his name.
Eaton?
Nope.
No. Adam, you don't get credit for that because Jeopardy rules. You need the last name.
Who is it? What is it?
Adam Kennedy.
Damn it.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Adam Kennedy.
He was very Eckstein-ish.
He. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Doppelganger.
I feel like we've run through most of that
Spider-Man
Angels team at this point.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, you think there's a million baseball players? I think we've done them all. We may have to move on to something else. What?
No. You think we've done them all? We're out of baseball
players. Yeah. I think we're out of players. That's why we got to repeat players.
Well, that's no, that's not why.
It's not all
the only reason.
It's random players.
Yeah, well, they're
random.
Point.
Might have run out of random players.
Maybe that's true. Should do some that are less random. Maybe we should test the limits of random.
Well, there's two ways to go with this. I'm trying to thread the needle.
Yeah.
Because if you start giving out all-stars, it's lame. You start giving out guys that no one's ever heard of.
Yep.
That's also tough. I think we've hit all the guys that are, like, semi-known.
We could go back to college basketball player.
That was fun.
Hoops.
People love that.
People really
the response
that.
Was great.
Especially you. When Nick stumped us with the first one, you really loved that.
I did not care for that. I didn't care for that.
Okay, random ball player, Adam
Kennedy.
Frazier. Kennedy.
Adam Kennedy. One of the Kennedys.
Each and every day in the grab bag, for now, apparently, here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We have Clip du Jour, plus WEEI Afternoons. We'll check and see what they have coming up next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI Jones. It's time for our Clip du Jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day, and of course, to help get ready for the NBA season, we had to dust off a classic game with a new twist. It was a game of Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla, or Ed Gein.
Nice.
An absolute monster, a man accused of many things, and he also inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs, Psycho. So who said it? Ed Gein. Who's our first contestant, yeah. Jones?
Our first contestant is Ed in the truck. Hello, Ed. You ready to play?
All right, Ed.
Oh, I'm ready.
He's ready. All right, Ed. Who said it? Quote, I don't know who I am. Don't know if I belong to that brotherhood. I might just be some kind of creature. Who said it?
That would be Joe Mazzulla.
No, sorry. That was Ed Gein.
Sorry, Ed.
Ed Gein.
Marty on the South Shore. You want to play along, Marty, for bragging rights?
Let's go. This is my favorite, most tolerable segment on the radio. Let's go.
All right, Marty. We're glad you're here. Who said this, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, if I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
I think that's got to be Ed Gein.
No.
That's your head coach. Ryan in Portland, you want to play for pride?
Absolutely.
Quote, after dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Ed Gein.
Wait, that wasn't?
That's Mazzulla.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
John in Rhode Island, you want to play along, see if you can get more than three in a row?
Yeah, I'm ready to play. And quickly, I met you guys in Newport. My wife asked me for divorce the same day. Greatest day of my life. Go.
All right. Hell yeah.
Bit of a downer. Is that an Ed Gein quote?
No.
Quote, I had a compulsion to do it.
Joe Mazzulla.
No.
That one.
Could have been Joe Mazzulla talking about the media game, but no, that was Ed Gein.
We
did have a winner in there. Tyrone won. He got three in a row, so he got the Matt Rife tickets for New Year's Eve. So a good game, fun game. Good time had by all.
Real good time. I will tell you, I did not hear any of what. Who was it, Matt in Rhode Island? Who called in?
John.
Like, oh, John in Rhode Island. My wife asked for a divorce right after. I'm like, hell yeah.
But he goes, still the best day of my life. I think that was his point. It was such a thrill to meet us in person.
What a time.
That even though his life came crashing down on him with the news that his wife was leaving him.
So good reviews on that. I'll tell you, Keith, people are upset that you could be taking away a random ball player.
No. I'm not taking it away.
With all due respect, I love the show, but I will stop listening if the random baseball player goes away.
All right, but just don't get mad at me if we repeat names. Everybody gets mad. Oh, we had that one. Like, well, I'm trying to keep them all straight. There's not that many pro baseball players, as we learned.
There are like thousands and thousands of them. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant at the Nines. $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. NBA tip-off?
Yeah, excited?
Celtics action? I am.
JB's breakout season.
Well, that's what some are saying.
If he plays.
Some believe he's going to lead the NBA in scoring.
How's his
some
hammy?
Some do. And that's not just me.
No, not me.
There's at least one other person. I actually said that yesterday.
Oh. And then I was reading. Twitter egg?
No, there was an athletic preview.
Jaylen Brown?
Where one of their experts voted that Jaylen Brown could lead the NBA in scoring.
Wow.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
It's not impossible.
I wouldn't. I mean, look, we're talking about betting on the lawnmower as the most important player in the NBA, so maybe it's not the craziest bet.
I mean, they also have Derek White as a potential trade during the season.
So oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
Oh, direction. My.
Yeah, that's them. I think tanking would be the talk.
That's
it's like the Bruins.
The Bruins should tank. Celtics should not.
As I like to say, I used to say it about the Patriots. I'm going to start using it for the Bruins. They're not tanking. They just suck.
Right. No, you don't have to manipulate the game.
They're
you
not
just
trying
play
to
the
lose.
Game. No, I get it.
They just have an overpaid goalie who's like, yeah, I mean, I could try to dive and maybe stop that, but what's the point? Any of this that we're all going through?
It's true.
He's too smart for his own good.
It might be.
We're all just on this blue marble spinning around.
He might be a new human, but he's still a bad goalie. He's not worth the money.
No, it turns out.
To this point, you're right.
How long are we going to say that?
Seven years on the deal.
I'm with Hart on this. I was defending the Swayman contract up until the first couple of games this year. No, he played well the first couple of games. I'm like, look, this is proof. Last year was a lost year. He wasn't ready to go, but he's actually better than he played. He's going to be worth the deal. I'm pretty much ready to concede that, yeah.
And I'm starting to feel bad for my guy, Marco Sturm. I feel like he is going to age significantly. Because right now, I think he's in that honeymoon.
Yeah.
This is cool. I'm the coach of the Bruins. Yeah. At some point, you lose 4 in a row, 5 in a row, 6 in a row. You stink on the road. You stink at home. It's not going to be cool
anymore. Does he outlast Cam and Don?
No.
I don't think so either.
Well, I mean, or do they go out at the same time? Because, at some point,
they can't
fire another coach. All they do is fire coaches.
Sure, we talked about the last one. Sure, they could.
Have you listened to the Jacobs when they talk about Cam and the history and the... Oh, no,
But now for the fourth time, tell us why this coach is going to work? That's a tough conversation.
Well, this guy doesn't do anything. If you watch him during the games, he just stands there with his mouth open. He doesn't do anything.
New to the process.
Not the last five games he's not. So you guys have Schefter today. You got Chris Mannix.
Chris Mannix at 2:30.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll see if he thinks Jaylen Brown could lead the league in scoring. I'm going to guess he says no.
Probably no.
We'll talk to Schefter.
A couple guys playing last night might give you a run for your money.
They're off to a good start.
Do you guys have Drake May as a top five quarterback right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, me too. Schefter did not last week, said he was nowhere near the, if you recall,
top five
MVP
fantasy quarterback. So
he does have him in fantasy.
About that, yeah.
Well, he told his daughter to take her.
He remembers that and then sometimes forgets that he has him in fantasy.
You have to remind him.
Depending on which day it is. Yeah so Schefter, 3:45, 2:30. Chris Mannix will recap last night's teary-eyed return from your boy, Brad Marchand.
That's right.
Were you crying a little bit?
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop crying.
Just gushing.
Oh, I loved it.
Ugly cry.
What'd you think of him saying he wants to, work for the Bruins when his career's done?
Yeah.
That was a little weird to me.
Assuming Don and Cam are gone, I'd be happy to come back. Me and Chara can take over. I'd be happy to. Yeah.
Seems like a lie would be my 2 cents on that, but whatever. Yep. He'll probably coach for the Panthers. anywho, that's WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ball. So stay tuned for it here on a Wednesday with Adam Schefter and Chris Mannix at 2:30. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We are going to, go back to Bill Belichick, his comments about Drake May on draft night. We'll revisit that in full tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.